Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Single parents and blended families continue becoming the norm across our country, and moving from single to blended is not without its challenges. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Ron Deal has been giving practical advice to single parents for years as founder of Smart Step Families, and he joined us to take on the topic of dating and the single parent and shared perspective on who should be put first in a blended family.
This one is challenging. And let's talk around it for a minute because it's just not an easy answer. I used to say, I've learned, Neil, a few things over time. I used to say, yeah, you know, your spouse should be the first priority in your life. And what I learned is that a lot of people heard in my words, well, so you neglect your kids now. You know, they're not important. Only your spouse is. And I would have step-parents coming to me saying, you know, well, my husband doesn't put me first in every single decision. Every once in a while, he listens to his children. And I'm like, well, that's in balance. Sure, that's healthy. What we're talking about here is not that, you know, every decision is centered around the new spouse, but that this person is the most important adult in your world, and that covenant relationship really matters, and it ought to be the foundation for the new home, whether the kids are happy about that or not, to be honest. They have to learn how to get used to that. But it does not mean in any way that children move out of an importance in the biological parent's heart. I like to say it this way. The kids are still the most important children in the world to you. Your spouse is now the most important adult in the world to you. They both hold place of priority, as they should, in their rightful place. The marriage needs to be at the forefront to lead the home, but kids and what kids need and what is required of us as parents to sacrifice as we're trying to raise them in the Lord, that is also a priority. So honor one another's commitments in such a way that you can uphold both of those values. It's not either my spouse or my kids. It's both my spouse and my kids.